Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Back at it again. This is Easy, most known unknown, Easy Old Soul, checking in. Looking to have a good show today. Looking to pick up where me and K-Dan left off yesterday, talking about the Bears and the Bulls. And kind of what's the next step for the Bears as far as the season. We know it's closing out, so we're looking to get into that. And then we're also looking to get into talking about Bulls. What's up, K-Dan?
What up?
Oh, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. I don't even want to talk about that right now on the show. Damn. That's all I got to say, though.
Are you? Did you see it, or are you talking about a little?
I mean, I saw what? Maybe 8 minutes of it?
And it's just
saw,
like, damn,
8 minutes
bro.
Of it, and then I watched like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, no, about 4 or 5 minutes of the other one of the reason why he did that, and I can kind of see why. It ain't no kind of see. I truly understand why he did what he did, and he went where he went. But
that's why I wanted you to watch him, man, because I wasn't sure. But if you get him, then I understand a little bit better.
He didn't go too far, if you ask me. The only thing is he went out of character as far as what he really is trying to do. He went out of that character. So it makes him look bad in that sense. But I truly
but you
understand why he did what he did. Yeah, because I would have did the same thing. I probably wouldn't even said the nice things he said before he went in. I probably would have just came on going in.
Oh, okay, but, as long as you, because I know you know that, so like I said, it'd be like me telling you, hey, bro, like, hey, it's all good, and you're like, no, man, I ain't trying to hear none of that right now. So,
and if somebody was there and they said that and he said that, I can see why. It's just I do think that it probably should have been dealt with behind closed doors. Like, even though I understand why he did it publicly, because he was responding to something that was already did publicly. So, why should I take, you know, sometimes
right, why should I take the high route on that one?
Yeah, sometimes you get tired of taking the high route when someone is constantly, you know, trying to go low. So, I'm going to come low with you. You know, after a while, you get tired of, you know. Say no Rocky movie.
Nah, I get
that. We ain't got time to go five fucking movies and shit. But you know, I understand.
Right.
But yeah, he did turn up.
Yeah, we gotta talk about that one on the show if we can. But you know, get back into this conversation on the Bulls and the Bears. Hopefully, my homie Jimmy can come on. The homie Jimmy can come on.
Bulls.
Hey, what happened with that, man? I seen you. You must have seen the game the other night.
No, the game that's going on right now.
Oh, so man, it's happening right now, isn't it?
Yeah, man, the game right now. I think it should be.
And it was just that bad, huh?
Man, it was badder than bad. It was badder than bad, man. Yeah, we lost by 10. Hey, boy, stop.
I mean, was he dead? So what was going on that it wasn't working?
Everything. Everything from the coaches being a dumbass to neither one of our big men knew what the fuck they was doing. Taj Gibson Johnson was letting motherfuckers come in and lay up and dunk on his ass. Robin Lopez constantly letting motherfuckers come in and dunk on his ass. Felicio, he was going decent for a little while. He was going decent. Doug McDermott, he came in at the end of the first quarter, and he was the reason why the game got back close. He had a couple big threes, got a couple deuces. But, Doug McDermott is, he's good. Hey, Malachi, calm down. He even improved on offense, but his defense still suspect as hell. His defense still suspect. So he was making points, but he was also giving up points. And because Robin Lopez and Todd Gibson weren't playing good on their own, man, they weren't able to help defense.
Oh, okay.
So that's what that was. Jimmy Butler was holding the ball a little bit too long a couple times.
Do you think that is a such thing with him? Because sometimes I feel like, it's like with KD. Like, sometimes you're not a productive shooter, and I feel like you should facilitate more, but he never does that. Of course, he's a small forward, so I can't really expect it of him. But I still feel like, you should be able to at least, spread that ball around if you're not scoring at the current moment. I ain't saying that you can't score, but if you're not scoring at the current moment, I think you need to spread the ball around. Also, we got my homie Jimmy on, hopefully.
It's not.
Jimmy.
It's not.
Yo.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, can you hear me? What's good?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Making sure you know what's going on,
it
man.
Not much.
It wasn't that Jimmy wasn't trying to spread the ball around. All of us get into that mode where it's like, fuck everybody. I'm taking this into the hole regardless. Like, he get in that mindset a little bit too much. Especially when you got
you
open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I figured he probably thought we were talking about him.
We spread the ball around. I knew what he was talking about, but I wasn't really too sure, but okay.
Yeah, like Jimmy, sometimes he get into that mindset a little bit too much during the game. But I understand why. I mean, when Dwayne Wade is on the bench, he's the only scorer, really. No one else really steps up. So it's like, I got to do it. But Doug McDermott been doing good lately. He just can't defend shit. He can't defend his big shadow.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, Jimmy, so we've been
good
speaking
with
on the Bulls. And...
Oh, man, you know what? I can't really say much about the Bulls, bro. I don't really fuck with basketball like that, man. I don't really watch it too much. I see a couple little highlights here and there, and it's just like, all right, well, I guess. I know Hoiberg is a garbage-ass coach, though, and that system is pure ass, but it's about it.
I mean, Hoiberg.
Yeah, y'all are definitely like-minded.
Hoiberg definitely should be coaching elementary. Like, this motherfucker, he can't coach. I don't even think he knows the fundamentals of basketball, and he was a player. I don't think he knows the fundamentals of basketball.
We got to go back to his old game.
Like, during one of the timeouts, I literally didn't see him say shit, and he called the timeout. He was just looking at the players like, well, what y'all going to do? Y'all going to score or not? Like, what y'all going to do? I don't know what the hell y'all do. I'm not out there playing. Y'all got to do it. Like, this is exactly how he was looking at them. Like, y'all playing. I'm not the one playing. I don't look like a dumbass on camera right now. Y'all look like the dumbass. Like, he looked like he was playing the blame game. Like, I swear. Hey, It's funny as hell, but I swear that's how it looked. Like, he just standing there just looking. Like, Wade and Jimmy then stopped looking at his ass. Now they talking to each other and shit. And he just looking at everybody else like, well, I don't know what to say. I called the play. Y'all ran it. It didn't work. And
I kind of felt like Hoiberg wasn't going to be on shit. I kind of felt like he thought he was going to come to Chicago and Eric Spoelstra his way to a championship. We ain't got no championship ready team. So it seemed like that's what he thought he was going
to
do.
Miami. See, Eric Spoelstra had a motherfucking squad in Miami. So, you know, as much as I don't like LeBron or whatever,
I hate
he's
LeBron,
a fantastic player. He's a fantastic player. I mean, I can't, numbers don't lie. But it's like Hoiberg, like sometimes the expressions that be on his face during the game, I'd be like, you honestly don't know what the fuck to do right now, dude. Like, he be looking like, he looked like if you ever had that scary ass moment where you driving up on a deer and they not moving and you doing 60, like that's how he looked. Like, he just stuck in the headlights with all the cameras in his face. At least I got my suit on. I'm finna take this ass looking like a trap. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what to do about that. I mean, as of right now, the Bulls are a lost cause. They're a lost cause. They're gonna win 32 games. It's gonna be motherfuckers gonna be like, oh well, y'all should have kept Rose and all this and all that shit.
Oh hell no.
I'm just telling you what people gonna say. I'm just telling you what people gonna say. People gonna be like, well, y'all probably could have broke even and fit 41 and 41 Rose is on the team. Well, that's not even the case. The case is the team don't like they need to send Nikola Mirotić ass home. And I don't mean home like his house in Chicago. I mean like his house in real Madrid. Like, this motherfucker was 0-for-9 in the second quarter, if I'm not mistaken. And he was still shooting. Like, look, dude, you ain't hit shit yet. Stop shooting. Why don't you try passing the ball? You're not even hitting open shot. This motherfucker airballed one. Like, what the fuck? I don't know. Like, they need to go out west, get five guys that play out west, and bring their ass to practice and tell them, look, y'all practice against them. They playing with no rules, y'all playing with all the rules. I bet you they'll learn how to play then. Motherfuckers elbowing them in their neck.
System.
I don't know. So when do we start regretting this Wade signing? Like,
I'm not regretting Wade doing what he's supposed to do. No, the Wade is doing what he's supposed to do. The problem is Jimmy scoring his points, Wade scoring his points, and nobody else is scoring at all. Doug McDermott got Michael Carter Williams got back, so you can't put him in there. But everybody else,
I said Rondo would have to be more effective. Like, he's a good passer, but he has to be more of a scorer.
Rondo's never been a scorer.
No, I like Rondo. I'm gonna be honest.
No, Rondo.
His play is good. It's always been fundamental. You know what I'm saying? Even with the ego and everything like that, he's always been fundamental. He's just not a good offensive player. I'll be honest with that.
He's never been a scorer.
Rondo is turning the ball over more than he's getting assists now. That's the problem. See, he had four assists.
I think the way signing was bad. I always thought the way signing was bad.
Just
I kind of felt
old.
Like we could have did. Yeah, I mean, he's old. You know, we all know he ain't going to play 82 games. He'll give us 50. That's about it. And then if we make the playoffs.
Everybody.
I just feel like with the amount of money we spent, with the amount of money we spent on Wade, I feel like we could have went younger, man. We could have went with some younger talent, man. So we'll see. Like I said, I haven't been watching like that, but I kind of feel like I already saw this before. I know what the problem is. Plus, I don't really love the game of basketball like that. It's baseball, football, two different things. But basketball, it's a fucking diva league, man. I'm good.
It is a diva league, though. It is. It truly is a diva league.
It's a straight diva league. Straight diva. Did you see? I saw this yesterday. Did you see LeBron? Is that smart?
You said what?
Did you see LeBron ISO with Smart from Boston and throw some elbows and shit? And then Smart, like, tried to walk up on him to say something to him. And LeBron took the high road, quote-unquote the high road, and, like, just shrugged that shit off like I'm too good to even answer to you or say something to you. Did you see that shit?
See, that's why Smart should have just walked up on him and knocked his ass out.
I was just like, oh, man.
You remember what Nazem Muhammad did to his ass? Nazem Muhammad pushed that bitch-ass motherfucker to the floor.
Yeah.
We all know it's LeBron's game, man. So, we going to switch gears and move to the bench.
So tired of these Jordan comparisons.
I got hella shit for the Bears. I swear they better lose this motherfucking game this weekend. They better lose this motherfucking game. If they win this game, I promise you, boo-boo, they win this motherfucking game. I would not be cheering for their ass next year. Y'all got a chance at Jabril Peppers, motherfucker. Fuck all that trying to end on a good note. Fuck a good note. A good note is a good draft pick. That's what a good note is at this moment right now.
I mean, they don't even got Jabril Peppers. Like, Mayock don't even got Peppers in the top five. So even if we win the game and we get the number four pick, we still have a chance of. Which I don't think we should win either. I don't want to lose on purpose, but
I'm telling you,
I don't think we should win the game either.
If Jacksonville draft ahead of us, they're taking Jabril Peppers.
I felt the same way for a certain point.
That's a guy that you can even put him in the game at safety, cornerback, and linebacker. No, he don't have
he's
good
too
numbers
small.
As far as a. He don't have
he's
good
small
numbers
for linebacker.
As far as like cornerback. No, he's not.
Yes, he is, bro. He can't play outside linebacker. He's not in the NFL. He's not gonna play linebacker. That's definitely not gonna happen, bro. They got Miles Jack in the middle. He can't play outside linebacker.
Corner, I don't think that's gonna happen because they still got
Chris Lacamara.
Right.
If he goes anywhere, he goes. He's getting drafted as a safety. He's not getting drafted as a linebacker. He's getting drafted as a DB. But at the same time, it's like Jacksonville had a top five pick last year and they drafted a DB. I don't really see them going back to back years with a DB when they got a quarterback situation just like us. So I don't see them doing that shit.
I don't.
They got to do
something
to that
offense. I don't think they have a quarterback situation. I think they got an offensive line situation.
They got a quarterback situation, bro. Blake Bortles, through 8 weeks of the season, had the worst completion percentage in the pocket. From inside the pocket, had the worst completion percentage through 8 weeks.
Have you seen that pocket? That pocket sucks.
I understand that. But
his offensive line is worse than the Bears.
Bro, in a passing league, you kind of got to get past the fact that your offensive line isn't that great. It's a passing league. That's what it's evolved into.
It kind of sucks passing when you're on your back, though.
I mean,
like,
it dies out here doing more with less. With that division they got, bro. Jacksonville should be able to compete every season with that bullshit as division.
Well,
that division is wide open every year.
Coughlin might be the head coach next year again anyway. So if Coughlin go back to Jacksonville, it'll be a turnaround anyway.
Coughlin going to go over there, get a motherfucking check for 2 years, and then bail out and say, fuck this team.
Well, he was with them for 8 years already. Was that 8 years?
Yeah, I think that was 8 years. A young man. This motherfucker like 70 years old.
Motherfucker like 95.
Right, he old as shit. Like, I don't know. I like Jacksonville. Jacksonville showed a lot of promise. I remember week one when they played Green Bay. Jacksonville looked it. Man, they looked it so strong, but I don't know, man. They got the weapons on offense. I mean, they could probably use another running back because Chris Ivory be weird as fuck sometimes, but they need some depth at quarterback. They need somebody to give some competition to Blake Bortles. They need a new scheme over there on offense, too.
I think that's what the
defense,
it really is. I think it's a scheme too, but because the scheme that they got is made for a mobile quarterback. And Blake Bortles not even finna try to run. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, Blake Bortles does run though. Blake Bortles was like top five.
Yeah, he runs accurate on the run. He runs because he's running for his life because his offensive line not protected. but if he had an offensive line, Blake Bortles wouldn't run.
But most quarterbacks with an offensive line don't run.
Yeah, and that's what he wants to be. I think it would be unfair to any quarterback coming out of college next year for Jacksonville to draft him. If I was a quarterback coming out and Jacksonville was to call my fucking phone on draft night, I'd tell their ass, look, I'm going back to school.
Well, no, once you declare for the draft, it's, you know, you in that motherfucker. You in that motherfucker.
Well, I'll tell the motherfucker.
You better be the Bo Jackson of quarterbacks before you pull some shit like that. Because I guarantee you, if you try to join the following year's draft, ain't nobody going to fuck with you. Nobody. Motherfucker, hey. Yo, this man is a clown right here.
Hey, I'll take that motherfucking risk.
No, that shit ain't gonna work. That shit ain't gonna fly.
I wouldn't play a game in Jacksonville. Not in quarterback.
I wouldn't play a game in Chicago at quarterback
because the offensive line sucks. You asking to have a suck ass season.
Man, bro, this offensive line really isn't that bad. I mean, did you see what
the offensive line not that bad with Kyle Long and Garsu, we on our third string right now. This offensive line, Garsu
was like, ass though. Garsu was a terrible draft pick.
He's good at center.
He can't. Well, this motherfucker came in the league with a broke neck and he left. Right now, he got a broke neck. I thought he had a neck injury.
No, that's the other dude. That's not Ghost. Have you say his name? That's the other motherfucker.
Haranis, whatever the case may be.
Haranis got a torn ACL.
Okay, well, the torn ACL, Haranis Garsu.
Yeah,
White hair has stepped in that center and looked better at center than Grasso had looked at center last season. And even last season, Grasso didn't give us a whole season at center. He didn't even give us a whole season last season.
He wasn't drafted to be a center. He was drafted to be a left guard.
No, he was drafted to be a center. He played center in Oregon. Grasso was drafted to play center. He played center in Oregon. That was
the film that I got on the boy. He beats.
Nah, he ass, bro. I don't care for him. I don't care for him because if he was drafted to play left guard, then we wouldn't have drafted Cody White here and then bring in Josh Sim. When that's both their natural positions.
Last year our main center went down and he jumped in at center and he did good. So they was like, fuck it. They let Buddy ass go, and they kept him. They was like, okay, he's going to be the starting center this year. And then they got Cody Whitehair.
Cody Whitehair is a stud.
He be tripping sometimes at center. When you put him back at guard, yeah, he is a stud at guard. He be tripping sometimes at center.
No, he is a stud. He is stud at center.
Some of them snaps be low as hell.
You get a low snap. I mean, it ain't no such thing as a center that gets a perfect snap every day. That shit don't happen, bro. Especially for a rookie. If you're talking about snap, I'm talking about this man calling out protections, calling out stunts, calling out the mic. Cody Whitehair is a stud. That man is a stud easily. I'm telling you, bro, that offensive line is really not that bad. We need help at left tackle, and we need help at right tackle. Because Bobby Massey, I don't know what he was on this year. So we might need some depth over there. But that interior,
Bobby Massey's on crack.
Stud. I'll be mad if he was on. He was fucking with Lamar Odom or something, bro.
I told you, you gonna crack. But I guarantee you, white hair will not be the center next year, unless Horan is fucked up even more.
Oh, Grassley's on the bench, bro. He ain't starting, bro. As simple as that. That the starting the interior of that line is gonna be it will be sitting, white hair and long. Unless if they do decide to move Cody Whitehair, which I really don't see that happening, but if they do, they're gonna move Cody Whitehair to right guard, and they're gonna move Kyle Long to right tackle, and they're gonna look for a left tackle in the draft. That's how that's gonna happen. And that's what the fuck the Bears get for letting go of Max Carson. Kyle Long is a big table position he plays.
And Kyle Long sucked ass at tackle. That was shown last season. That was
not
shown
really,
last
bro.
Season.
He wasn't that bad, bro.
Back, what? He gave up three sacks in one game, 14 hits all season. That was more than he did his whole career.
That was one game. He had
he's
one bad game.
He's not athletic enough to play left tackle.
Right
guard,
you have to be more athletic to play right guard than right tackle. What are you talking about?
No,
right guard is your mauler.
He can't guard those outside linebackers coming in on stunts and those defensive ends.
Not when he has a club on his hand. When he had a club on his hand, he wasn't really all that. He couldn't be physical like that. And he did. He was kind of a weakness on that line when he had a club. But Kyle Long, I think, can play right tackle exceptional. It ain't all that, but he can play exceptional. I think they're going to leave it where it's at right now. I think they're going to keep it sitting, long. Sitting, white hair, long. And I don't know what they're going to do with Bobby Massey, bum ass. And Charles Leno, I don't know what they're doing with his ass. But the line, bro, them games we played against Dallas, Philly, Detroit earlier in the season, Green Bay earlier, man, there was some solid protection, bro. Solid protection. I'm telling you, Hoyer, there was games Hoyer played, Hoyer had protection. And look at Dallas' defense right now. They got a top 10 defense, and they're the best at stopping the run. And we were opening up lanes. Jordan Howard had a nice game against Dallas. You know what I mean? Like, that offensive line ain't all that. That offensive line takes a beating so much because of all them years of Jay Cutler. Looking like a straight ass white back there, holding the ball for 5-6 seconds because he wanted to go 40 yards. 40 yards or better every pass. The man can't throw a 5-yard fucking pass to save his life. That's why the offensive line takes so much verbal beatings.
I don't
what we gonna
know.
Do with Cutler? We gonna trade him? We gonna cut him? What we doing?
We gonna keep him? What? Watch they keep his ass.
Why would they keep him? What
Jeez,
does he do for the team?
Because
I can't even listen to you try
pressure.
To Tony Romo me because you have no experience.
They watch. It's the Bears. They're gonna wind up keeping his ass.
I seen the rumors on that. I seen the rumors with them talking about, you know, they might keep making the case for Jay Cutler and all this mierda. Bro, there's absolutely no reason, bro, to stay with Jay Cutler. There's no reason to. I'm seeing that they're not going to keep him. It's possible, but there's no reason, bro, at all.
I think next season we should have all new quarterbacks trying out for the team. There shouldn't be a return quarterback from the Bears this year on the squad next year. It just shouldn't be. It should be all new faces. That's
Damn.
Jay Harris. And they better not bring the motherfucker Tony Romo in.
Oh no, hell no!
If they bring Tony Romo
hell
in,
I'm definitely.
Oakland won't be my second team no more. They're gonna be my first team.
I can never do no shit like that. But if they bring in Romo, I'm gonna be highly upset. Highly upset.
Man, look,
yeah,
look,
it's a conversation.
Man.
Yeah, we got to save for later because we're coming up on our last half. So, I'm gonna see when we can all be back and discuss this. Jimmy, as always, appreciate you coming on, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're about to get out of here. It's Easy Most Known Unknown, Easy Also checking out.
Hello?
Oh, okay, Dad, I'm going to holler at you.
All right, man. I'll holler at you, man.
All right, y'all.
All right, later.